Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Culture Class Holidays in Hong Kong Season 1 Lesson 19 The Anniversary of Hong Kong's Reunification with China. Hello, and welcome to the Culture Class Holidays in Hong Kong series at CantoneseClass101.com. In this series, we're exploring the traditions behind holidays and observances in Hong Kong. I'm Eric, and you're listening to Season 1 Lesson 19 The Anniversary of Hong Kong's Reunification with China, or
香港回归纪念日
in Cantonese. In this lesson, we will talk about the anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China. This is the day to commemorate Hong Kong's return to China. People in Hong Kong celebrate this day on July 1st. Now, before we get into more detail, I've got a question for you. Do you know Hong Kong's official name after its return to China? If you don't already know, you'll find out a bit later, so keep listening. On the morning of July 1st, at 7:58 sharp, the chief executive, or
行政长官,
of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, and all members of the Executive Council and government officials, attend the flag-raising ceremony, or
升旗仪式,
at Golden Bohemia Square. Then, the performances by the police band and the flying service and disciplinary forces follow and give salutes from the air and the sea. After that, a reception is held with many segments of the community invited to attend. In the evening, a dazzling firework display is held at Victoria Harbour. Ever since Hong Kong's transfer of sovereignty, or
主權,
in 1997, there have been protest demonstrations, or
示威活動,
every year on July 1st. Most of them are initiated by the Hong Kong Civil Human Rights Front, with the aim of promoting human rights movements and the development of civil society. In 2003, the largest number of people attended the demonstration after the Basic Law Article 23, executed by the Hong Kong government legislative. It's known that over 500,000 people participated in the demonstration. They all dressed in black. Hong Kong people expressed their demands rationally and peacefully. In the end, the Article 23 legislation was shelved, and the July 1st demonstration has become a symbol of the Hong Kong people's spirit. Since then, the July 1st demonstration has continued peacefully every year, mainly to demand universal suffrage,
普選,
democracy,
民主,
and improvement in people's livelihoods. Now it's time to answer our quiz question. Do you know Hong Kong's official name after its return to China? It's the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, or
香港特別行政區.
That's why the anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China is also called Hong Kong Special Administrative Region Establishment Day. How was this lesson? Did you learn anything interesting? When was your country established? Leave us a comment at CantoneseClass101.com. We'll see you next time.
Listeners, want to get the newest Cantonese lessons for free?
All new CantoneseClass101.com lessons are free for 3 weeks.
And since we publish new lessons every single week,
you have 3 weeks worth of free lessons at any given time.
Go to CantoneseClass101.com, click Browse Lessons, and then click Newest Lessons to get your free lessons today.